two-time MVP and the current best defensive player in the league, Kevin Lish. Thanks so much for jumping on for a chat.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to finally be on here.
Kev.
a little cheap swinging.
Bang.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kev. You can come back next week.
No, that's all right. I'll pass.
No,
I'm joking.
Come back for the showcase.
Yeah.
Obviously, the obvious question to start off with, what's the latest update on the ankle injury and how are things progressing?
Well, it's pretty swollen and sore and quite colorful. You know, it's as these things, as you know, they just take time and healing. And we're shooting for hopefully we make it through on Friday. And ultimately, it would be great to play in a grand final series. But it sounds boring, but I really am just taking it a day at a time and seeing how I wake up every day.
So, Kev, do you think you're a legitimate chance at playing in Game 3?
Legitimate chance? Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll take a lot going my way for that to happen. But, you know, sports can be a weird thing. Sometimes you can wake up feeling good, and other times it just takes a while to heal. But after seeing Game 2, it was very encouraging, whether I play or not, that how our team's been playing.
For sure. And you guys have been doing that all season, you know, covering for each other. But this injury kind of it must be really frustrating in that it's not like, okay, I'm injured, I've got a surgery coming up, I'm out for three months. You know, like I was talking to Damian Martin when he strained his calf right ahead of the Oceania series when he was scheduled to play for the Boomers in the offseason. And he was like, this is so annoying because I'm going to be right in 2 weeks. I just can't play tomorrow night. You know, is it frustrating for you like that?
Well, exactly. I think the thing with, you know, soft tissue things, with ligament things, there is no time frame, and it really is just your body clock and how long it takes that to get ready. And so with that, I really can't comment on, you know, knowing when I'll be back or anything. Mm. But, you know, the timing was unfortunate. But you know what? That's sports, and you move on, and you cheer hard from the sidelines when you're there.
Can you take everyone a little behind the scenes in terms of the round-the-clock treatment? Like, are you getting up during the middle of the night and icing? You keeping it up while you're sleeping? Well, what's going on?
Yeah, keeping it up while I'm sleeping. Obviously, the nighttime, I like to finally get my sleep. So, you know, the physios at for the Hawks here, I'm actually going to his house tonight, and he's going to rub it. And you know, we're working really hard on doing everything we can.
Yep.
But with that being said, like I said before, it was just so much fun to watch our guys play in Game 2.
Kev, the curse. Those 23 straight losses to Perth in Perth. Everyone's talking about it at the moment. But interestingly, I mean, you and Bevo were obviously a big part of extending that streak when you were with the Wildcats. Does that streak matter at all in terms of this series? Like, are you guys motivated at all to break that?
Not really. And you know what? The way I look at it, too, is, you know, you got to win one of these times. So, you know, you just can't keep on losing.
Right.
So I think with every game, the stats are going with us. But like you said, I mean, I've been on the other side of it. And there's... I don't know why everyone's talking about a curse. Maybe there's something out there that I don't know of. And, you know, I've only been with the Hawks for 1 year. But it really just comes down to what team executes and plays the toughest in the end. And the team that doesn't do that is cursed, I guess.
Yeah, you guys seemed pretty excited after that win the other day. It didn't really seem like a team that was saying the job's not done yet. Is there anything to take out of that, or...?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of basketball to be played yet, and I think it just showed our fight. You know, all season we've been going through adversity with all the guys, you know, we've had out, and I think that just went to show that we have a lot of basketball left in us. The city of Wollongong and all of Illawarra is behind us, and it was just a really neat atmosphere.
And they really want more cheeseburgers as well.
They love cheeseburgers.
I mean, more importantly than anything is the cheeseburgers.
Kev, we were talking earlier about how effective you guys were at placing Jawai into lots of pick and roll coverage, especially in Game 2. How much of a focus was that for you guys?
Well, I think the focus was really to move the ball. And I think in doing that, you know, we got him out of the lane a bit. And he's such a dominant force inside that, If we can, you know, get him outside and moving a little bit more, it's to our advantage, because I think we're the smaller, quicker team in this series. So it's extremely important to do that, but to just get the ball moving.
What would making the grand final series mean to this team and the Illawarra basketball community? I know that you've only been there for a season, but can you feel what that would mean?
Oh, it would mean just tremendously to the whole city, because it's such a tight-knit, you know, blue-collar, hard-working city. And, you know, I like to think sometimes our team, you know, kind of rallies around that, and the whole city rallies around us, that it would just be special. I remember, you know, playing for Perth, you know, Wollongong in the finals, and it was just a really neat atmosphere they had here. And to do that again would be pretty special.
Kev, speaking about what it means to the city, has Glenn Saville or Matt Campbell came down to speak to the group ahead of Game 3 or the finals?
Well, you know, they're always hanging around, sometimes at practice after games. So, you know, we have our little chats to them. We see those legends up in the stands, and they're, you know, singlets hanging down from the rafters. So there's a lot of history there, and there's a lot of great ones that have gone before us that are watching us. So, you know, I think you can only give your best.
Kev, you had a big night in Melbourne last week when you took out two massive awards, the MVP and the Best Defensive Player. Congratulations on behalf of the Hardball podcast. But when you took out the Best Defensive Player, you said, geez, going up to Perth and playing against Damian Martin after winning this award is probably not a great thing. Did you feel an extra pep in his step in those opening couple of possessions, or was it just the finals?
No, it was just the finals. I mean, that's the way Damo plays. He's, you know, he's such a good guy. You know, it is the Damian Martin Defensive Player of the Year award.
It needs to be.
But you know what? No matter what's happening around him, he's playing his same game. And, you know, that's just how he is, and that's why he's such a great player.
Well, mate, we just want to say thanks for coming on for the chat. Oh, congratulations on an excellent season. And, boy, we really hope you can get that ankle right. If not for Game 3, hopefully for Game 3.
Yep.
But if not for Game 3, then potentially for that grand final series. Mate, good luck.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers, Kev.